Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. I've got in the studio with me Buck Weatherby, and we're going to visit and have another good
It's going to be a good day, let me tell you.
History lesson about some music. I've got in the studio with me from Amarillo, Texas, Sam Lyon. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody in Shamrock and Radio Land. It's good to be back.
All right.
Thought you'd never ask. But seriously, it's good to be here. You know, Buck mentioned the older music, unique recordings. And, you know, we stop and pause about it. All this music had to start somewhere. It had to have some roots. And it really started in the 1920s. And the first guy we're going to look at is Vernon Dalhart. And he cut a song entitled The Prisoner Song. And later on in years, Eddie Arnold had a real good cut on it, several other people. But he recorded this in 1924, and he was born April the 6th, 1883. And this is the first song, either country or folk, however you want to describe it. This is your first million copy seller in the history of country or folk music, 1924. Now, he changed his name. You're going to find out why. Don't laugh, okay? Don't anybody laugh when I read his name.
You. I'm holding myself.
Okay, be still, Buck. Marion Try Slaughter. He said, you know, that doesn't sound good. So he liked Vernon, Texas, and he also liked another little city. And guess what he did? He liked Dalhart, Texas, too. His name became Vernon Dalhart.
There's some other country singer kind of put two towns together
He's known as Twitty Bird. You remember Twitty Bird?
Conway Twitty.
Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas.
That's right.
Well, you want me to tell them what Conway's real name is? We know he's not listening, so
he used to be a preacher, too.
Right. Harold Jenkins. That's Conway Twitty's real name. Yeah. But anyway, back to Vernon real quick, and I know we don't want to take up all the show on Vernon, but not only did that sell a million copies, but when things got settled down, you won't read this anywhere. I'll be honest with you. I think jealousy enters in here as far as numbers. That song eventually sold 24 million copies.
Wow.
You're not going to read that anywhere. You read it in the liner notes, but it happened. He recorded 6,000 songs in his career, and he started out to be an opera singer. And also, he recorded under 100 different names. So that's a little bit of history on Vernon Dalhart, and God bless him for it.
So where was this? Do you know where this song was recorded? Was
it? I don't know just where it was recorded, but Vernon was from the Pampa area. He's a Texas boy.
Okay.
In those days, it could have been recorded in the back room of a Western Auto Store.
It sure could have, Buck. it really, Atlanta All Jokes Society, could. But anyway, that's your first million seller.
All right. Well, we're going to take a listen to Vernon Dalhart, and we'll be back on Lyrics and Legends in just a few minutes.
Darling alone. of the cold prison bars all around me, and my head on a pillow of stone. Now I have a grand ship on the ocean, all mounted with silver and gold. And before my poor darling would suffer, oh, that ship would be anchored and sold. Now if I had wings like an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. And I'd fly to the arms of my poor darling, and there I'd be willing to die.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. We're going to do a little study back in time here, Buck.
Oh, man, that was interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to visit and kind of work through some musical history here. Sam's got a ton of stuff we want to get through. We visited in the studio. Actually, I wasn't here, but you guys got to visit and thought we needed to get Sam back over here. So we made the call, and Sam was able to come back down. Appreciate you coming in. That was
a lot
of fun. Talking a little bit about this Fats Domino song that you
got. Fats Domino, everybody loves Fats. You know that. And I'll never forget, and I know, Buck, all of you won't. Well, now, these youngsters may not remember, but no offense. But I know Buck and I go back to when I was in high school, I remember this song coming out, Blueberry Hill. I said, man, that's the greatest thing I have ever heard. And I mean, it played and it played. And of course, it went to number one for Fats. So on my radio show there at KDJW in Amarillo, someone called me and said, did you know that Gene Autry recorded that song? I said, hey, don't try me. Don't be pulling this funny stuff. And they said, no, Sam, listen to me. Gene Autry recorded Blueberry Hill. You got to be joking. And Buck told me, and you told me, matter of fact, it was 1941. But I'll bet they want to hear Fats do it. And Gene says, move over, Fats, and let me try.
All right. You know, my memories of Blueberry Hill are from the old Happy Days TV series.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
So we're going to listen to Gene Autry do Blueberry Hill. All right, we're going to take a listen to this. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. The wind in the willows played love's sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be. We're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Legends. We got in the studio with us Sam Lyon, and Sam is a former DJ at KDJW in Amarillo. We also got Buck Weatherby in the studio visiting about some unknown musical history, kind of getting to learn.
You know, in the time I've been around Sam, now this is very unofficial, unless I make myself official on this statement.
Oh, okay.
I would say, Gary, that Sam is one of the foremost authorities on some of the legends of country music.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've never known a guy that knows as much about Ray Price and Haggard and Hank Williams.
But I do appreciate that. I, of course, as we said on the shows back in the spring, I really got into country music as a freshman in high school. And I love country music. I love to study about it. And I like to hear this rare stuff.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
I heard someone make a comment one time. One of the DJs at KDJW said, "All that guy plays is rare music." Thank you, sir, very, very much. You know what? My listener said the same thing. So it's good to go back in history. It really is.
It is, and it's a good opportunity on this program to do that. You know, we play a lot of the legends of country music, and a lot of this stuff is generally real familiar. I enjoy listening to it a lot more than I do the newer country stuff. I'm not taking anything away from that. I know it's
right,
got an audience,
sure,
too.
Right.
But then to hear this kind of music on top of that just gives you an idea of what the roots are.
Yes, it does. It had to start somewhere.
We've talked to some people that are more into the cowboy and western type music that, even the blues and some of this country music goes all the way back to some of that western stuff back when, you know, you would have guys on cattle drives and you might have African Americans and then Irish. And
That's correct.
Different ones that just ended up in the western part of the United States that were looking for work that ended up having one common interest, and that interest was music that brought them together. Another one that we've got coming up I want to visit with you a little bit about is a fellow that everybody's pretty familiar with, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I'll bet you I guess, Buck, who he's talking about. Elvis.
Was that guy shakes his hip around
a little Elvis
bit.
The Pelvis.
Elvis Presley.
Right. We do have Elvis coming up, and this is a very rare CD, real rare. At age 19, Elvis was on the Louisiana Hayride, and he did two songs. One was "That's All Right, Mama," and backside, B-side was "Blue Moon of Kentucky." Age 19, and he brought the crowd down. And they asked him, they were interviewing him, they said, "Well, you come up with a new type of music." And he was very humble. Elvis Presley was a very humble person. He really was. He said, "No, I really just sort of stumbled onto it." No, he came up with it. But he knocked them out at the Louisiana Hayride. And, of course, these two songs were recorded on the Sun label. And, of course, we know about Sun. But anyway, it's great to go back and hear Elvis. And another thing I'd like to say about Elvis, you know, a lot of times you get criticism as an artist, you get criticism as a DJ, as a preacher, as a mayor, and whatever. But Elvis Presley had a side of him like Hank Williams did. Very, very religious, deeply religious. Elvis Presley, don't kid yourself, loved God. Oh, yes, he did. And they pinned him down. I heard this one interview. And they said, if you had your choice between rock and roll or any type of music, what would you choose? You know what it chose.
He said gospel.
Gospel.
His mama put that on.
Yes, you better believe it. But it's just good to hear a 19-year-old kid, and 2 years later, he's writing checks for $1 million. That doesn't happen every day.
Right. And I think the only Grammy that Elvis got was for his gospel album.
Exactly. That's true.
So the two songs we want to listen to are here are from the original Louisiana Hayride. And the one is going to be "That's All Right, Mama." That's track number one. And then we're going to listen to "Blue Moon of Kentucky." So we're going to be back in a few minutes on Lyrics and Legends.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama, just any way you do. That's all right. It's all right. That's all right, Mama, any way you do. Well, now my mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. on that guy, you a fool, and wish she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. It's all right. That's all right now, my mama, anyway, do. I'm leaving town, baby, I'm leaving town for sure. One of them, you won't be bothered with me hanging round your door. But that's all right. It's all right. That's all right, my mama, anyway you do. I need your loving. It's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you wanna do.
Blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, to keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, I hit the whistle on one moonlit night. Stars shining bright, whisper on high, love said goodbye. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Oh, well, I say blue moon of Kentucky, just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Well, the bell shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Oh, well, I hit the was on one moonlit night. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
And we're back. The program's Lyrics and Legends. I've got in the studio with me from Amarillo, Texas, Sam Lyon, former KDJW disc jockey. So I got to throw the former out and quit doing that. Sam, you know, Buck's currently the host of a blues program on 98.9 called...
Well, that's what I hear, and I wish I were able to hear that.
Uncle Buck plays the blues, and you can stream it online if we got to get you tech savvy where you can do that. But that it's available live on 98.9.
Well, that's well, great. Congratulations,
recorded,
Buck.
Recorded live, anyway. Yeah.
We have a lot of fun doing that show, and one of the things I talk about on that show, you mentioned a moment ago, Sam, about how all of this started.
Right.
Now, there were three formats, as I understand it, and in my opinion, is you had gospel, you had what they call country and western at that time, and then you had blues.
Right, exactly.
And all of the, you can trace back to Hank Williams and hear a lot of blues.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, so one
and Elvis that we just heard, of course,
exactly.
Was
you better
big
believe
time
it.
Into blues.
Yeah, you bet. Then that's one thing I enjoy about listening to your program is you get a little deeper than just here's a record by Elvis Presley or whatever.
We right, and you know, back to Hank Williams. Hank Williams is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You bet. Yeah.
And whenever he sang, buddy, he gyrated. He moved.
Oh yeah.
So like you say, Buck, it all ties in together, really.
Oh
one
yeah.
One complements the other.
So talk really a little bit about this next song we've got coming up. It's the first recording from Hank Williams.
Yeah, coming up is the first recording let me restate that. I've got to say it correctly because Hank could be listening. We don't know. First ever recording of Hank Williams. Folks, listen, the first ever at age 15 on a Silvertone disc recording, Hank Williams.
So we're going to listen to the first ever recording of Hank Williams Sr. From 1938 on a Silvertone disc.
Silvertone disc.
All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, come on, Hank.
Down in the jailhouse, back to the ball. Banding that thing was a cause of it all. You have to bandit. I got my tipping new gal. Her name is Sister Lou. Come along, baby. Let me show you what to do. You got to
next number here is Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Well, folks, that's all there is. There just ain't no more. We'll have to come on with you again directly.
So in the studio with us today is Ray Price and Buck Weatherby. Ray Price.
Sam Lyon.
Excuse me.
Why did you interrupt Sam. Him? Let him go ahead and say that. Thank you.
Boy, he just put you on a high level.
Well, it was not the same Ray Price I was thinking about.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you, he got close, seriously, for on there. He did get close. Ray's middle name is Ray, and my middle name is Ray.
So Ray,
you were very close, Gary. Thank you.
I had a conversation with a listener about a program that we did previously with Eugene Price's son, Ray Price, and we were talking about him because he's recently moved to Oklahoma, and then I had Ray Price on the brain. So, anyway.
Noble Ray Price.
Yeah, right.
Both of you have short names. Sam Lyon's in the studio with us, along with Buck Weatherby, and we are taking a stroll back through...
Stroll down memory lane.
Down memory lane, we'll call it.
Yeah. What's on the agenda next?
I'll visit with Sam a little bit more about Hank Sr. We've got another one that we have featured here that's Lovesick Blues. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, to begin with, there's some history here that a lot of people are not aware of. Of course, as you know, Hank, during his career, there were times he took credit for writing Lovesick Blues. We forgive you, Hank. But anyway, this may knock your hat. Anybody got a hat on? Okay, right. So you can't knock your hat off. Lovesick Blues was written in 1922 by Cliff Wrenn and Irvin Mills. It was recorded in 1928 by Emmett Miller and, of course, recorded in 1949 by Hank Sr. So this song goes back, and Buck, you mentioned blues. And of course, the song is Lovesick Blues. Wait till you hear this black singer. He sings it bluesy, Lovesick Blues.
And what was his name?
His name was Emmett Miller.
Oh, man, let's hear that.
So we're going to listen to this one by Emmett Miller of the first recording, I suppose, of Lovesick Blues.
Exactly, the first recording, 1928.
All right, we're going to listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Lyrics and Legends.
Sam, you sure do look like you've got the miseries.
Man, I ain't got no misery. I'm got the blues. That's what's the matter with me.
The birds singing in the trees and the sun am shining. You shouldn't have no blues.
I know I shouldn't have them, but I got every known indication of being in that condition.
What's the matter? Did they lock up your bootlegger?
No, it's worse than that. I went home this morning and peeped through the window. That sweet thing of mine had done called out. So now I got them lovesick blues. I'm in love with a beautiful gal.
That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. To make her love me, I tried, Lord, I was sad and I cried, but she just refused. And ever since my mama's gone away, I've got them lovesick blues. I got a feeling called a blues since my mama said goodbye. It seems I don't know what to do, do, do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, Lord, the last long day we spent alone, I'm yearning for it, yeah. It thrilled me with a kind of loving. I never will forget the way she called me sweet daddy. It was just a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart at sea. Oh, Lord, I got so used to her somehow. But I know by heart attack of Papa now, it's awful when you're lonesome. You got them lovesick balloons, oh, Lord.
And the program's Lyrics and Legends, visiting with Buck Weatherby today.
It is a pleasure to be here.
We just listened to a guy named Emmett Miller sing Lovesick Blues, and we're going to move on to Hank Williams Jr. here and talk a little bit about what do you have coming up next, Sam?
Okay, we have Bo Cephas, as Hank named him, coming up with Connie Francis. And it's sort of ironic, I was telling Buck and them in the studio earlier, Hank Sr. recorded his first song at age 15. Hank Jr. recorded his first LP at age 15. And he recorded it with Connie Francis. And the song is Please Help Me, I'm Falling. It's one of the songs. But this was recorded in 1964, of course. Again, Hank was Jr. was 15 years old. But something real quick about MGM Records that maybe some people may not be aware of. Hank Williams Sr. signed a lifetime contract with MGM, the very first artist in any field of music. Now, let's go a little bit further. They even stated in the contract, if he had a son or a sibling that wanted to sing or whatever, they would automatically be signed with MGM. A lot of people don't know that, but that happened. And so sure enough, here's Hank Williams Jr. and Connie Francis. And I think you'll see that their voices blended real well. And I believe the song is something like Please Help Me, I'm Falling in Love with You, written by Hank Lockett. So I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, we're going to take a listen to Hank Williams Jr. and Connie Francis. This is from 1964. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling, I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
I belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but I promised forever to have and to hold. I can never be free, dear, but when I'm with you, I know that I'm losing the will to be true. Thank you.
that would be sin. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk in. For I mustn't want you. But darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us is Sam Lyon from Amarillo, Texas. We've kind of been looking back on some stuff that people aren't real familiar with. It's been fun to do this. We've got another good one coming up, though, that one of my favorite artists is what I really want to get back to country. This is one of my guys here, Merle Haggard.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that. You know who another country artist, maybe no one's heard of, George Jones.
Oh, yeah.
But George said, I'm serious, he didn't back off 1 ounce. Hag's my man.
Oh, yeah.
Hag, and I agree. Merle Haggard is an outstanding artist, an outstanding songwriter. And a little bit of history on this thing coming up. Of course, I know everyone, or we are, is familiar with Jimmy Davis. Jimmy Davis was governor of Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Two different terms, Buck. You know that. And a terrific songwriter. And I wish, Buck, you and I, the four of us, had written You Are My Sunshine together. You'd see four millionaires sitting in the studio in Shamrock, Texas. But Jimmy, of course, wrote You Are My Sunshine. I had the pleasure of watching him on television at age 100.
Whoa.
He was using a cane, but he walked up to the microphone and sang You Are My Sunshine, never missed a beat. But here's the song we're going to talk about. No one... or very few, I would say, even know this, that this song existed. But, folks, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I just happen to have a copy of it. Jimmy Davis sat down at age 98 in the recording studio with Merle Haggard. They got through, they'd come up with the song Hang On to the Memories. Duet with Jimmy Davis and Merle Haggard. Who would have thought it?
Oh, man.
Who would have thought it?
And we're going to get to hear that
today.
Oh,
you bet. Where else but Shamrock, Texas, 92.9.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear it on these garbage stations.
That's right.
92.9.
The premium here. All right, we're going to listen to that, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Lyrics and Legends.
We made our vows together. The chapel on the hill. Don't know why you're leaving. Don't guess I ever will. You said you'd love forever. Now forever has come and gone. But I guess that I will make it. But I'll make it all. That we have shared together. Good times, hard times, we didn't mind the weather. Now for me, I see hard times, and oh, what stormy weather. But hang on to the memory. We slaved and saved together in sunshine, snow, and rain. Worked and saved for tomorrow. Now tomorrow will be in vain. I wish you knew my feeling. Never been this low before. A time when we're both grieving as we walk into the door. So hang on to the memories that we have shared together in good times and hard times. We didn't mind the weather.
Now for me, I see hard times and oh, what stormy weather. But hang on to the memories. Someday we may get together. But hang on to the memories. Someday we may get together.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio, we are visiting with Sam Lyon. We're kind of taking a turn, Buck, that I don't know that we have a normal direction around here, but this is definitely a different direction. You know, this is a little departure from traditional country, I think, just judging by the name of the artist.
It really is, and I can start this off by asking a question. Would you have ever thought in your lifetime that you would hear your cheating heart played on a trumpet?
Probably not.
Well, I wouldn't either. But Louis Armstrong says, let me show you how to do it. Louis Armstrong,
Satchmo.
You're cheating art. Fatsmo. And I'll tell you what, he knocks it out of the ballpark. Just another thumbs up for Hank Williams.
All right. So this is does have a little country flavor to it, but I would have not figured we'd be playing Louis Armstrong during Lyrics and Legends. But there's another first.
Hey, let's give it a go.
All right, we'll take a listen. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor, yes, the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Armstrong,
the great Satchmo,
playing your cheating heart.
I never thought I would hear that.
But back to what we said earlier, I don't want to repeat myself, or else, but
Yeah.
Legends 92.9.
That's right.
Well, that's kind of the theme, though.
Exactly.
Hey, let's take the kind of out of it. Yeah, that is the theme of this show is playing some rare and, kind of out-of-the-way songs. And Sam, we appreciate you bringing all of this in. I'll tell you what, we had to dust the cobwebs off some of these records before we put them on the turntable.
On my leg, and sure enough, it's a cobweb.
That's from a CD that is various artists singing Hank Williams.
Yes, it was released about 4 months ago, and there's 30 tracks on it, and it's entitled Everybody Sings Hank Williams. And if you remember the early show, we were talking about Ray Price, and he and Hank wrote Weary Blues from Waiting.
Yeah.
Right.
Guess what? It's on that CD by Mr. Tony Bennett.
Wow.
Weary Blues from Waiting.
Oh, wow.
So it's loaded. It's loaded. And I bet you they might want to hear Faded Love. Bucky, have you guys ever heard that song in Spanish?
No, I haven't.
If I did, I didn't know.
Well, guess what? You're getting ready to hear it.
So Johnny Rodriguez is going to sing Faded Love, and then we'll be back in a few minutes on Lyrics and Legends.
As I read the letters that you wrote to me, it's you that I'm thinking of. As I look at those lines that to me were so sweet, I remember our faded love. Días tras día, corazón, te quiero ver. As heaven would miss the stars above. Y con cada suspiro, recuerdando tu amor pasado. Said goodbye, I remember our faded love.
Día tras día, corazón, te quiero ver. As heaven would miss the stars above. Recuerdando tu amor pasado, recuerdando.
in the studio today. We've got Buck Weatherby and Sam Lyon, and the song we just heard was Faded Love. Johnny Rodriguez did a couple of verses there in Spanish.
Right.
And that's from a Bob Wills tribute.
Bob Wills, Bob's 100th birthday.
Oh, right. Wow.
One of my favorite CDs that I've got to tribute to Bob by Sleep at the Wheel. It's got a lot of good.
Oh, that's a great CD.
Yeah,
and Ray Price did a good one, right?
Yeah, Ray did a good one as well. So coming up, we're moving through this and probably going to run out of time here before long. We want to try to get some more of these in before the end of the program. This next one you got coming up is Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah, Jimmy Rogers is coming up. And just a quick background on Jimmy Rogers. Everybody has heard of Jimmy Rogers, I'm sure. Well, maybe other than the millennials, no offense intended. But Jimmy Rogers is known, and rightfully so, as the father of country music. Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Fred Rose were the first three inductees into the Hall of Fame in 1964. A little background on the song we're going to hear. You're going to hear Jimmy sing TB Blues. This is a newer song, 1931. So we're getting updated here a little bit. 1931, Jimmy actually had TB. And what they did on the last CD or album he did, I just happened to have a full collection of the old Jimmy Rogers. I mean a full collection, everything. But this particular song, he loved. He knew he was dying with TB. He says, I'm going to whip him old TB Blues, he says in this song. So this was recorded in New York City. You know, Yankees have to tell us how to do country music. We have to live with that. But in New York City. So what they did in the studio, they set up a separate room, had a real nice bed and everything that he needed. And he was so weak, this is the gospel's truth, that it might take him as much as an hour to do one song because he would run out of lung, of air. He'd lay down and rest a while and go back in, and he finished doing the TB Blues. Speaking of Merle Haggard, you're in for a treat. He did a double LP, a tribute to Jimmy Rogers. If you don't have that, you need it. I just happen to have it. The studio here needs it. That's Jimmy Rogers. But Jimmy died, of course. And they put him on a train. You know, he loved trains, sang about trains. And as they brought his body back to Meridian, Mississippi, they brought him back, and every town they'd come through, the engineer would do that wailing sound on the whistle until they got to Meridian, Mississippi. But we owe a lot to the great Jimmy Rogers.
And so we're going to listen to this TB Blues by Jimmy Rogers, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes on Lyrics and Legends.
My good gal's trying to make a fool out of me. Lord, my gal trying to make a fool out of me. Trying to make me believe I ain't got that old TB. I've got the TB blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blue. I've got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got that old TB, I can't eat a bite. Got me worried so, I can't even sleep at night. I've got the TB blue. I've been fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose.
I'm fighting like a lion, looks like I'm going to lose. Cause ain't nobody ever whipped the TB blues. I've got the TB blues. Gee, but the graveyard is a lonesome place. Lord, that old graveyard is a lonesome place. They put you on your back, throw that mud down in your face. I've got the TB blues.
So the program is Lyrics and Legends. This has been kind of a round full circle here on what all we're getting. We've had a little bit of
history lesson.
We've had it all. We've had rock and roll, blues, ballads.
I'll tell you what, I think my head is about twice as big as it was when I walked in here with all the knowledge I've got in it now.
And that was Jimmie Rodgers that we just listened to with the TB Blues. And it's a great story you shared there, Sam, about Jimmy towards the end of his days.
Right.
Charlie Phillips, talk a little bit about Charlie and what you've got.
Charlie Phillips, I'm happy to say. And Charlie, I wish you were where you could be listening. I know Charlie Phillips personally, a great friend, a great singer. And at about age 18, I may be a year or two off, but I think I'm pretty close. Charlie was raised on a farm right outside of Friona, Texas. He's telling me this. So I was out on the tractor plowing one day, and the melody to the tune Sugar Time came to him. Said, I was driving that tractor and singing. Sang that song in the saint, and he said, oh, I hope I can remember this when I get home. So he did make a long story short. He got home, and he wrote it down. So he started this band called the Sugar Timers. But back to the song Sugar Time. The song Sugar Time was the most requested song on the radio in the United States of America. Was Sugar Time, written by Charlie Phillips in Amarillo, Texas. So Charlie told me, he said, well, Sam, they come to me. First of all, he said, let me tell you this. The first royalty check I got off of Sugar Time, I bought a brand new Cadillac and laid the cash out. So he made a lot of money on that song. But his producer came to him and said, I've pitched this song to the McGuire sisters. Charlie, oh, wait, hey, those are pop singers. He said, Charlie, listen to me. They want to record it. Let's let them do it. They recorded it. It didn't do very well. It just went to number one, sold 4 million records.
Didn't do well at all.
And Charlie keeps going to the bank and getting those royalty checks. Yeah. So that's Charlie Phillips. And let me tell you real quick. Charlie told me this. He said, I started at the top, and he did, and worked my way down. He had a recording contract with Columbia. But he said, I missed the panhandle, and he come back home and did just original singing. But I love his voice, and let me tell you real quick. Columbia said, let me tell you, Charlie, we're not signing you because you have the greatest voice. We're signing you because you have a unique voice. I love to hear Charlie Phillips sing. So he's got sugar running all over him.
We're going to listen to Charlie Phillips and Sugar Time, and then we'll be back to wrap this up with Sam Lyon.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Like the stars above you, I will always love you and call you mine. So be my little honey and love me all the time. Oh, won't you say you love me like the stars above, and forever be mine in a cabin of love. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time.
other day, and you thought you'd make me pay. Well, you did, but now you're back. So we'll never leave a little shack. Well, honey, in the morning, honey, in the evening, honey, at supper time, be my little sugar and love me all the time.
And we are back on Lyrics and Legends. We got Sam Lyne in the studio with us, Buck Weatherby, and it's just been a lot of fun kind of hearing some stuff you just do not hear on the radio, Buck.
Oh, man, it's been such a thrill, Sam, to have you in here and talk about all these things. And,
oh, it's my pleasure.
Truly rare and hard to find recordings that we have heard today.
Well, I'm blessed to have them. As I said before, I've told all of you, I mean this, I'm serious, I share my music. Song-wise, I've got around 220,000 songs. They're all belong to 92.9 if they want. I believe in sharing.
We're not quite done here. This next one, when I came in the office the other day, Kelly had pulled up a guy, and I thought she had Elvis on the computer there, and then you had to fill me in on who this cat is.
I bet you're talking about Orion. Orion. Real name is Jimmy Ellis. And let me say this before we hear him sing. I would do this on KDJW. Now, maybe this is naughty of me, Buck, as a DJ. I don't know. But the song we're going to play is a song called Am I That Easy to Forget? And I'd play that on the air. Now, you callers, the first one to call me, tell me who that is. You get free tickets to the Amarillo Bull hockey game. Well, I can't believe you asked that question, the first caller. Everybody ought to know that. Insinuated I was an idiot. Said, that's Elvis Presley. I said, that happens to be Orion. Oh, they don't want to believe it. But seriously, he does not try to sound like Elvis, nor talk like Elvis, but he does. He does. Orion, you can find his museum also in Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of people may not know that. But he wore a mask when he sang. Sings like Elvis. He was killed at a convenience store.
Oh, Jimmy my. Ellis.
Seriously, at age 53, he had gone into this store in Nashville. Come out, and the guy had robbed it, and he shot Jimmy. Killed him at age 53.
Oh, wow.
But I'll tell you what, the guy can sing. He did a LP duets with Jerry Lee Lewis. You have that.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you're in for a treat to hear the guy sing. I just love him.
All right, so we're going to listen to, what's the song we're going to listen to?
Am I That Easy to Forget?
Am I That Easy to Forget? So we're going to listen to this, and we'll be back to wrap it up on Lyrics and Legends.
Say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you. Guess I could find somebody too. I don't want no one but you. How can you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. I'll just say we've never met, yeah. Am I that easy to forget? Am I that easy to forget?
I'll just say we've never met. If I'm that easy to forget,
programs, lyrics, and legends. Thanks for coming in and being with us this week, Sam.
Well, it was my pleasure to be here.
A lot of fun to have you down and get to learn some stuff I didn't know about. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Lyrics and Legends. We'll be back again next week with another entertaining program.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.